The Geek Cave, brought to you by BuzzTime. Great minds drink alike. Shirtosaurus, digging up clothing from your past so you can look rad today. And GameStop, power to the players.
And welcome to another bonus episode of The Geek Cave. I'm Darren.
I'm Chad.
I'm Liz.
And hey, thanks for filling in. It's a much better view than Justin, really.
I don't know. The spiky hair, you know.
Waving in the breeze.
I see her all the time.
Well, and really this isn't really much that Justin can speak to because we're talking specifically about the 2015 Tokyo Game Show, otherwise known as the biggest show we are guaranteed to never attend.
A guarantee's a pretty big thing.
Yeah.
You know, maybe one of our beautiful sponsors would, you know, pay for us to go one of these.
Or yeah. One of us anyway. Yeah, we're probably not going to go.
Yeah, we're not going.
No.
So.
Well, but we shouldn't just... We should always leave ourselves a little bit of wiggle room.
Okay. Are highly unlikely to attend.
Very good. Very good. Yeah. It's highly unlikely. I can live with highly unlikely.
Highly unlikely. All right. Ugh. So, we're just looking through some of our notes. There's a whole lot of stuff that happened at TGS, but unfortunately, you know... I don't know. It seems like it wasn't really a big show either. Does that make sense?
None of the shows are really big shows anymore.
Yeah.
Because they have to spread them out.
And there's social media and...
Well, and they have to parcel them between, you know, well, we got PAX East, PAX West, E3, Tokyo Game Show.
Screw Attack Gaming Convention. I know I'm missing at least a couple.
We're missing about a dozen.
There's Comic-Con, you know.
And with so many of them...
Geek Cave Con, which is not happening, but...
Yet.
Give it a few years.
Yo, PAX started out as a little bitty thing, too.
Yeah, but it was already run by the guys of a very successful webcomic.
Yeah, well, we're the guys and gals of a reasonably successful podcast.
There you go.
So we
positivity.
We get more successful, suddenly we have a con.
2018, the con is on.
I think we should host at Justin's.
Yes.
Absolutely, we should.
Finally, a gaming convention the Midwest deserves. In more ways than one. Anyway. Well, what kind of stood out to you guys for TGS?
Well, there's more Bloodborne on the way.
Also, of course, you're happy about that.
Well, I'm happy about it. I mean, the game has beaten me. I've actually... It beat me so thoroughly that I haven't played in about a month, and I've discovered that when I go back to play, I'm going to have to start a new game.
Yeah.
Just to relearn, because the early stuff will be too easy. You know, because my weapons have leveled up enough that I won't have to relearn how to move, and so I'll be able to just bowl through.
Yeah.
And then I don't want to relearn all the...
Now, you did put some Super Mario Maker levels on par with some stuff from Bloodborne, though.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
I said that Super Mario Maker is possibly as frustrating or more than Bloodborne. It involves the same level of having to pay attention and learn from your mistakes and each time try to make it just a little bit further. Those expert levels are murder.
And we found out you can't trust the blonde Japanese girl.
No, never.
So it seems. So if you are a blonde Japanese girl who's listening to the podcast...
For one, congratulations on knowing two languages, really.
I know. Kudos.
Yeah, and probably more than that.
Yeah.
Two, if it was your... Your
it was my assertion,
if it was your level that we were playing, god damn, woman. Have some pity on us poor folk.
We're playing on a Nintendo console, for God's sake. We don't come in expecting this kind of challenge.
We're playing on a Super Wii.
Oh, all right, so Bloodborne, that's what, $20 expansion?
$20 expansion, the old hunters, It's got some new weapons. It looks like it's bringing in some different magic. We're finally getting a ranged weapon that actually looks like it's worth a damn.
Yeah.
It's a scythe, I think, that actually will turn into a bow.
Oh, nice.
So,
And also kudos to them. They were originally planning on making it two DLC packs, but they combined it into one to really give people something worth their money.
Nice.
So I'm looking forward to that. Because of my appreciation for Bloodborne, I'm also kind of looking forward to Dark Souls 3.
Of course you are.
Well, just, it's reached a point where it's like, you know, I don't know that they'll ever become games that I'm, you know, oh, everybody should play this. Clearly, not the case.
No.
Not everybody should play this. But I do enjoy them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I may never play any of them all the way to completion, but while I'm playing it, I'm loving it.
As long as you feel like you got your money's worth.
I'm pretty sure that I've got my money's worth on Bloodborne, certainly. And when I've gone to a friend's house and played Demon's Souls, I've enjoyed playing that. So, and they tell me Dark Souls is better.
Yeah, Demon's Souls started off as a PS3 exclusive, and then when they went multi-plat, it became Dark Souls. Mm-hmm. So, it's all part of the same family.
I'm good for it. I like it. Of course, you and your spouse are probably looking forward to Kingdom Hearts HD 2.8.
This is such a stupid, stupid name for a stupid idea.
But you know that it's not 1.5 or 2.5, don't you?
And I also know
it's the new Kingdom Hearts 2.
I also know I'm probably going to buy it.
Of course you are.
It basically is the 3DS game. Dream Drop Distance, get it? 3D. And a couple of small side stories that are apparently brand new. So it's actually some new content, which is a nice change of pace for a game that really hasn't had a full sequel since, I don't know, 2006, maybe?
Was it that late? I thought I was...
2005? I think Kingdom Hearts 2 came out shortly after I got married.
Okay.
So, it's been a while.
I didn't play the first one until I was after college.
Yeah.
So, at least 2005, 2006 is when I played the first one. And then I think, I want to say it was right around then that Liz, probably got the...
Oh yeah,
the part two.
I've played part two in most of the DS games and 3DS and.
So, are you excited for it?
I'm a little bit excited for this one because of the new content. Was the mobile game stuff on this?
No,
one?
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm fishing for Christmas present ideas.
No, I don't think the mobile games are included. It's just Dream Drop Distance, which I mostly got through. Mm-hmm. And then I just kind of lost interest. I don't know why. I don't know if that's a condemnation of the game or my jadedness because it wasn't a full Kingdom Hearts sequel.
Was Birth by Sleep on the 2.5?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you had, in the 1.5, you had the first game, Chain of Memories, and the footage from
358 /2 days.
Okay.
So great naming system there.
Oh, yeah, great. Not confusing at all.
So in 2.5, you had Kingdom Hearts 2.
Yes.
You had Birth by Sleep, and you had the footage from one of the DS
From games? One of the mobile games.
From one of the mobile games.
Yes.
I didn't even know there were mobile games.
Yeah, in Japan. Yeah.
I'm out of this loop.
It's okay.
So two
fans are out of the loop.
So 2.8 has the 3DS game, Dream Drop Distance,
and two
original stories.
Which are small. One takes place somewhere around Birth by Sleep.
Are they supposed to be games or movies?
I'm not sure.
We're still unclear on this
one. But they are supposed to bridge the gap, as in, swear to God, we're dead serious, this is the last thing before Kingdom Hearts 3.
Look, we even threw in a little teaser again.
Yeah.
I don't know what is harder to figure out. The mythos around Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah.
Or the Silmarillion.
I will say that Kingdom Hearts is probably easier to enjoy. Because you can just shut off your brain and play Kingdom Hearts.
Okay.
For example, Kingdom Hearts 2 was like... How did webcomic... the guy behind Control-Alt-Delete.
Okay.
I don't remember his name. I think Buckley. He put it along the lines of playing chess with a cheerleader. In that, it's great to look at and you're having fun, but there's not a lot of work involved. So.
Oh man.
Kingdom Hearts 2 is a good game. I liked it.
I did too.
Yeah.
I have nothing against it. I played most of the first one.
Yeah.
I don't even remember if I beat it. I beat some part of it, and then apparently it kept going, and I'm like, I'm done.
Yeah. I'm stopping.
Being Maleficent, you're like, yeah, good enough.
I've hit my limit. They can't make this any. They can't make this any bigger of a deal.
Stop the train. I want off. So, but yeah, Kingdom Hearts 2.8, which yeah, I'm kind of excited about. PS4 has Project Morpheus, but now it's just
in PlayStation VR.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
that's great. That's yeah.
They called Nintendo and said, "Hey, we're stuck on a name."
And Project Morpheus is pretty awesome, you know, but
what are we supposed to do with this?
Try naming it the Vita U. And after they batted that idea around,
the 3D, you know, Vita, the Vita Dimensions, codename VD.
Well, see,
the virtual reality boy.
They teased pricing for it in follow up interviews, and it's supposed to cost about as much as two PS4s.
Wow!
Priced as the Sony Computer Entertainment, you know, CEO Andrew House said, a quote unquote new gaming platform.
No thanks.
Yeah, but it's supposed to have, you know, they're planning on 10 titles.
Oh, 10 titles. Wow.
Ooh. How many titles was every other console supposed to get in their first year? Like 60?
Virtual Boy had, what, a total of 11? Something like that? It was astronomically small.
I have honestly no idea. I've never played a Virtual Boy.
Find the game historians. Stuff on YouTube. He did a series on the Virtual Boy.
Okay.
It's both enlightening and depressing.
I will keep that in mind.
Well, I was able to find, you know, two VR... Well, yeah. That is such a stupid name. Sorry. VR titles. Yeah. One, you know, summer lesson. You get to tutor two high school girls in, you know, Japanese by shaking your head yes or no and watching them read books.
Senpai gonna notice this.
I wonder if I get to learn Japanese with them. Hey.
What's a word for no?
I don't think there needs to be one. You just shake your head disapprovingly, and then they ask for extra credit, and you nod approvingly. Hey.
We are
Ninja
so
vanish.
We're so sorry.
We are. And Dead or Alive Extreme is supposed to have VR support.
Of course.
Dead or Alive, that's the volleyball.
Extreme, yes. Beach volleyball, yeah.
Extreme Volleyball 3 Fortune, I think is the
3 Fortune. Fuck them.
3 Fs, huh? I'd say that's probably about the size of the last set of actresses.
And anyone who tells me, oh, come on, it's a really good volleyball game, will get a condescending look in reply.
And maybe a bit of a...
It's like, come on, man. You can get that stuff for free. Why are you giving them your money?
So I guess you're also not looking forward to, you know, that it coming to the Vita with the Extreme 3 Venus.
What?
Yeah?
Extreme... 3 Venus.
Oh, God.
See, because it's so close to...
I have to know now. Dang it, I have to know.
You own a Vita. You got to have something to play on it.
I know. I do. I have the space shooter that I bought for $2. Its title, A Space Shooter for $2.
Nice. Seems legit.
And it's amazing.
Well, it's at least $2 amazing.
No, it's probably $5 amazing.
Oh, wow.
Compared to, I don't know, Assassin's Creed Liberation, which was the last thing I tried playing on it.
Aw. Yeah. Anyway.
Now, what was that, 3 years ago?
Yeah, that seems about right.
This is a terribly depressing.
I got the Vita concept at launch. Oh, by the way, I got my $25 settlement check from Sony.
Did you?
Nice. I've done nothing with it because everything I want on the PlayStation Store is $30. So there's that. But yeah, the Vita.
Sad.
I don't have Venus envy. What else you got?
What else do I got?
Yeah.
All right. Resident Evil's supposed to get a new game called Umbrella Corps. Now, what do you think of whenever you think of Resident Evil?
I think of, except for 4, I didn't play 5. But except for 4, I think of shit controls because they drive like a tank. I think of melodramatic, really bad voice acting. You could have been a Jill sandwich. Fuck you, Wester. And I think of zombies. But I mostly think of single-player experiences.
So you don't think of team-based competitive multiplayer shooter?
I'm sorry, are we talking about Resident Evil or anything else?
Nope. Resident Evil Umbrella Corps.
Great. Great.
Apparently you play people in the Umbrella Corps. You know, you can use the zombies as shields and...
Go to hell, Capcom.
Get them to eat your enemies? I don't know.
Go to hell.
Yeah, no one ever asked me what I think of.
Chad, what do you think of when I say Resident Evil?
Mila Jovovich.
Mila Jovovich? Okay, that's a valid answer.
I've never played the games.
You know...
I had so many people around me complaining about those games.
4 was outstanding. I loved it.
That's fine. But when you've heard 3 games worth of people say, God, this is terrible.
Yeah.
Why am I playing... I'm not going to pick up number 4. Yeah. Oh. They done lost me.
The first 3 have, like, really... I mean, tank controls. As in... You can't...
Better or worse than Batman Arkham Knight?
No, I mean, like, I'm thinking, like, Atari Combat tank controls, where you need to run forward. Oh, no, here's a zombie. I need to turn around. Hold on the right arrow. Wait a few seconds while your character turns around, and then run forward.
But it's supposed to be scary. It makes it...
It's stupid.
I'm trying. I'm fishing. Sorry.
Oh, it is scary, because you're like, oh, my God, he's gonna get me. If only I could turn around like a human being.
They were very old games.
They are very old games. They were great for their time. Which says a lot about how the 90s sucked. So.
Truth.
So, okay, Umbrella Corps, that sucks.
All right.
Carry on.
What else you got to make us feel sad about doing this podcast?
Well, then I won't even mention what The Last of Us brought. Or not Last of Us, Last Guardian brought.
The Last Guardian was a disappointment. It was a disappointment at E3.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was a disappointment at E3 when it looked like a PlayStation 2 game.
Yeah.
In a PlayStation 4 era.
So, nope, Sad no bunny. Playable demo.
Sad bunny.
Yeah. They did get a mini theater presentation stuff about, you know, hey, look, this still is a thing. And
we swear to God we're making it.
But they did take time out of their busy schedule trying to make the game to make a... Is the Trico the name of the dog bird thing?
I don't know.
Yeah. So it looked like a Pets knockoff. You could wave your arms in front of the eye camera and, you know,
so it was like Connectimals.
Yeah.
It was Connectimals. Connectimals looked fun.
Trico.
I liked Connectimals' idea. Virtually pet a tiger. For those of you who want a pet, but your landlord won't let you.
You could. They showed videos of people waving their arms and the thing would kind of
get
look
a Tamagotchi.
In it, general direction and whine and...
Tamagotchi.
If I was in charge of an apartment complex, or more appropriately, like a college living situation, I would just, as a landlord, have a whole bunch of Tamagotchis. Like, okay, you want a pet?
Here you
prove to me you can keep this alive for a year, and you can have a pet.
Oh my God, I couldn't keep mine alive a week. I have
all
a cat.
The better reason for me not to have to worry about.
Fair enough.
My sister loaned hers out to a friend, and they got it hooked on medicine. It was terrible.
Never give your Tamagotchi pills.
So, well, we've got, of course, the PlayStation, the Sony PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
At least in Japan, is ready for third wave adopters.
Yeah. See, at first Sony pulled a classic Nintendo with like a whole number of different colored controllers, including Crystal, which I swear looks like my old Game Boy Color.
It's amazing.
It does look cool.
You know what you ought to do with it?
Mm.
You ought to get, like, a little action figure of the Predator in invisible mode.
Yeah.
And just stick that to the...
Glue him to the... Glue him to it. I'll put him right underneath the right trigger so I can never play a shooter with the game. But, yeah, first official price drop for Japan.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, like
80 bucks, something like that.
Well... let's see, what was it, 400, I guess, is what it still is here.
Yeah, so it's selling in Japan for US 292.
Yeah.
So a little over $100 drop.
Mm-hmm.
Good, good.
So all you tertiary adopters, get out there and get your PlayStation now while the getting's good. For all you quaternary and quinerary.
Just wait.
Just wait.
Your time will come.
It's coming. You may have to wait for the PlayStation 6, but it's coming. I don't think they will go much. I can't see them going to PlayStation 6 or something. PlayStation 5, I can see.
Yeah.
But I think after that, they're going to, like, relaunch to, like...
Well, they'll start beaming it into our heads by that point.
Well,
anyway,
it'll be, like, so. the PlayStation, you know, the PlayStation XO or something. The PlayStation console.
I'm calling it now the PlayStation Wii. Call it now.
The Wii PlayStation?
The Wii Station.
The Wii Station.
The Wii Station box. Say goodbye, Sony, in a dramatic relaunch. The Dreamcast 2, bitches. And that's the name of the system. Dreamcast 2, comma, bitches. So
now with 56.6K modems.
And he literally means 56 modems that are 6K each. Just all connected. The adapter is atrocious.
Well, YouTube's enabling a mobile game streaming from its Android app.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
So, if all goes according to plan, we will probably have news on the Geek Cave.
Hopefully soon, yeah.
You know, coming up, which
hopefully soon. We've
we'll relate directly to that in a quality manner.
Yeah, we've made attempts to do streaming, and we've kind of done it in fits and starts. It depends on a whole number of factors. We were going to stream Metal Gear Solid 5, but then realized that is a hell of a long game. So that didn't happen.
Well, what did you say to me? You said that over the first hour of gameplay, you had 10 minutes?
15.
15 minutes?
Hour-long prologue, 15 minutes of gameplay.
That, to me, is not worth doing.
No, you know what that told me? This is a Metal Gear game.
What it would tell me is they should have just put it in the movie theaters, handed everybody a controller with a blue light on it, let them think that they were playing.
Yeah, and then there's one guy in front like, he's not doing what I'm saying to do. I want him to hump that couch.
Turns out that happens at pretty much every movie I ever go to. There's some yahoo yelling at the screen.
Oh no, don't go in there, girl.
He gonna kill you, you go in there.
Oh, what else you got? You got anything else, Liz?
Well, anyone waiting to get Hyrule Legend? I know you and your wife enjoy the game Hyrule Legends.
Yeah. Lori has put more than like 100 hours into Hyrule Legends, Hyrule Warriors.
Well, if you want to play it on the 3DS with full 3D support, you're going to need the new 3DS.
Of course, that's the
name of the console, new 3DS. So
we just got a new 3DS.
No, this is the new 3DS.
Yeah, we had just got a new DS. It's the 3DS.
No, this is... Go ahead.
Yeah, it's called New 3DS. That's the name.
It's the name. It's like, remember Wii U?
Right.
This is that, but with 3DS.
So, all I need is an expansion pack?
No, it's not like, it's not, you don't like clip it onto the 3DS. It is
that would be super handy, though.
It's like the difference between the 3DS and the DS. This is a step further.
Okay.
It's like a whole new generation. And they're calling it the new 3DS.
Because they're dumb.
Yes.
Their marketing department has got to be the easiest place to get a job ever. It's like, welcome to Nintendo Marketing. We have a new product. What would you like to call it? How about new product? Oh, genius!
So you're German-American?
He just went all over the board there.
On purpose.
I like to think that the interview process along the lines of, you know, he puts the game controller on a table. Sell this to me right now, and you got the job. Okay. You see this controller? Yeah. Puts a sticker on it. Look at it now. Holy shit, that's amazing!
This is new.
Oh, okay, so Hyrule Warriors, that's a good time.
It is.
You know.
And most of the people I know who play 3DS don't turn on the 3D anyway, so
no.
You're probably fine.
Still not gonna. I refuse. let's see. Still speaking on handhelds, Gravity Rush is a game that came out for Vita, was great, and nobody bought. So now they're remastering it and putting it out on the PS4. That was announced at Tokyo Game Show. That's pretty cool. You know, it's the unfortunate thing is a lot of, like we alluded to at the beginning of the show, a lot of the stuff, oh my God, Sega's back. Sega's back, guys. Shut down everything. Wait a minute. In shoe form?
Yep. Yep, that's what it says.
I hate
they help you run really fast?
Gotta go fast.
Like a blue hedgehog?
Gotta go faster.
I doubt it.
Gotta go faster, 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 faster.
You know, with Mario Maker, maybe someone could make a good Sonic game.
Sorry. It's true, though.
I've seen some of the don't touch this stuff. Mm.
Do you love the 90s? Do you miss Sega? Do you have at least 1 foot? Then Japanese online retailer Annapon has 3 pairs of shoes for you this fall at about $62 each.
Oh.
The Sega Mega Drive, Genesis for us Americans, the Saturn, and the Dreamcast will each have a commemorative pair of shoes.
I'm getting those Dreamcast
rolling
shoes.
Out in October and November.
I am so getting those.
Each shoe is colored and designed in the spirit of its respective console.
I'll be rolling around at the speed of sound.
The Mega Drive shoes feature a cartridge slot. While the Saturn and Dreamcast shoes feature the controller button layouts.
Oh my, I hope that cartridge slot's functional.
However, the largest size available will be about a size 10.
Oh. So, I wear a size 12.
So I'll be able to wear them.
Damn it.
Me and my tiny feet.
Once again, Sega does what a D don't.
The company is considering marketing these shoes abroad. And it's aware that larger sizes will be necessary for non-Japanese customers.
Yeah, us Americans, you know, with our big feet.
With our non... No, I'm not going to make that.
American joke. Have really big feet.
Goes with our big gloves.
Chinese have small feet. Oh. Speaking of Nintendo.
Yay!
So Star Fox Zero has been delayed.
Again?
As it is.
Yeah, they say it needs more work. A lot of people agree. But let's take a look at the Nintendo release catalog. And
this will be a short list.
Okay, so Yoshi's coming out, and Xenoblade, and all right, Merry Christmas.
Is that seriously it?
There's only like a 2 more titles, but those are the 2 big ones. Yeah, that's it.
Aww.
Yeah, everything else is getting pushed back to the NX. I mean next year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's totally not the NX. It's not the NX. Why do you keep looking at me like that? It's not the NX.
Well, no, they'll give it a new title by then.
Yeah, it's a Nintendo Next Wii.
Nintendo Wii Next.
Wii 2. Wii harder.
Jesus crow. We the can't new make Wii. This up.
The new you.
I wish we could make this up.
Nintendo Wii New You.
Horatio.
Ooh, the Nintendo Horatio. I like it.
It better be red with a pair of sunglasses that it takes off after pithy sayings.
Go on.
Let's,
I got nothing to follow that with. I've got other stuff, but I can't follow right now.
Well, let's talk a little bit about... I mean, do you want to talk about stuff that's not at the Tokyo Game Show, or just keep it focused in on that?
Well, I mean, this is just kind of around TGS week. It didn't have to necessarily be announced at TGS. For example, Konami is basically giving up on AAA console games.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All of them. Because Metal Gear Solid made a whole lot of money, but we don't like money.
Well, it's so much work.
It's so hard. And we just fired Kojima again. And,
Well, speaking of the... Let's look at the next console that Nintendo will come up with.
Okay.
You know, Nintendo has a new president.
Yes. Yes, it has.
You know, they've named new president.
Yes, they do.
Who apparently said a while back that the Wii U was not going to
succeed. It was a terrible name.
Mm-hmm.
He was right.
Yes.
Yeah, I should have listened to that dude.
Well, I remember when they unveiled the Wii U, the press didn't know if it was an add-on.
If it was just the tablet.
Yeah. If the press that is dedicated specifically to gaming does not know what your product is, this is a bad sign.
You might be a redneck. Here's your sign. You're done. And other such blue collar.
Tater salad. I know.
That's the only one you're missing.
The only one we're missing. Tater salad.
Liz, do you play the Phoenix Wright games?
Not Phoenix Wright as much as Professor Layton, but I do, you know them, yeah.
Well, Phoenix Wright's coming back again because, you know, he was supposed to be done, but nope. Phoenix Wright 6, it's a thing.
It is a thing.
It's coming.
2016, they say.
Nice.
He's also getting an anime.
Because, of course.
Yeah, him and Persona 5, not together, of course, separate animes.
That would be great.
That would be kind of awesome, but no. Persona 5 is getting its own anime, and, you know, because we don't like to play these games or anything, we just want to watch them.
Yeah.
Well, it's pretty much the success of Red versus Blue, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty much the success of Metal Gear, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we were talking Metal Gear Solid 5, you know, they don't like money, but they do like helping Snake play dress up.
Yes. Yeah. It's time for some horse armor.
Because that's always the answer.
Good. It works for it works for Bethesda. I mean, it worked for Oblivion, so.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing I like better than, you know, spending money for costumes for my virtual dolls.
Yeah.
I guess.
I don't. Yeah. Hey, what's wrong with dressing my horse up and giving him a mohawk? That's a pretty sweet-ass mohawk, by the way.
Well, and in things that I appreciate and enjoy, Ratchet & Clank was present at the Tokyo Game Show with a little playable demo. Apparently not a whole lot of Clank, a whole lot of Ratchet.
Oh, so usual.
Yeah. The usual, except in this case, Clank was actually gone for a while.
Oh, okay.
Aww. So, The game's coming out to time with the movie because, as Liz said, you know, who wants to play a game when you can watch it?
Yeah.
Now,
it's less interactive
I
that
realize
way.
That sounds a whole lot like one of the Jimmies. Please don't send hate mail. I love watching. I watch a lot of Let's Plays and game video because sometimes I know I'm not going to play a game.
Yeah.
There's nothing for me in the Halo or Call of Duty universe.
You know what? Bridge Builder is fun to watch people play.
Is it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would never touch it, but it's fun to watch.
I certainly think that Mario Maker is a hoot to play and to watch others do.
Yeah.
So I'm not that guy. I'm just saying that, you know, if you've got a great game idea, don't make a movie of it.
Yeah.
Make a game of it.
Unrustle your jimmies, everybody. Well, still on the Sony front, Uncharted 4 now has a release date.
Woo!
Mid-March next year.
Well.
Yeah, all right.
So.
Just in time for Easter.
Just in time to get pushed back to Christmas.
Oh.
Sorry.
We'd like to announce the PS5. What's your slogan? Fuck you.
Man, the extra podcasts get kind of surly.
It's late. We've watched a bad movie.
We watched a magnificent movie.
The jury is out.
You're not going to get a review of it, gentle listener.
No, but, it's probably for the best.
Abraxas, Guardian of the Universe, is a thing that happened.
With Riff Tracks.
And we watched it with Riff Tracks to make it better.
Well, you know, there's no language limit on the extra podcasts.
I suppose.
So.
Fine.
Do we have anything else that we need to touch on?
I don't.
Yeah, not really.
Yeah. So, TGS 2015, basically, hey, here's a bunch of stuff that's coming that you already knew about, and Nintendo keeps delaying the one Wii U title that everyone was demanding. Oh, you want Star Fox, do you?
Or Zelda. We don't care at this point.
Yeah.
Just one of them, please.
I still subscribe to the theory that Super Mario Maker was basically one of those, we need a release, but we don't have anything. Miyamoto designed this tool to build Mario levels. Why don't we just release that?
They should have done it...
years ago.
3 years ago? How long has the Wii U been out?
2 or 3 years.
Okay. So 2 or 3 years ago?
Yeah.
They should have released this.
Oh, this would have been a great launch title.
They should have put this in the box.
Yeah.
Yes.
If they had put Mario Maker...
This would have got Chad to buy a Wii U.
More so than the Xbox One, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. It absolutely would have. I would have waited probably about the same amount of time to get it.
Right.
But after, because you would have brought that to...
Yeah, I would have brought it over.
You would have brought that to one of our recordings and would have said, we've got to sit and play this.
Yeah.
And you know what?
Well, first I would have said, Justin, what's your Wi-Fi password? And then...
yes. You know, next year we plan on doing the gaming marathon again?
Yes. Yeah, we're gonna do Extra Life again.
What if we were to...
24 hours of Mario Maker? Or?
Not necessarily, but as part of that, for every dollar earned, work through that many...
Oh my god.
Because by then there's going to be millions of them.
Oh, there's probably already millions.
There's already millions, but to say, you know, if we make $500 that we have to play through 500,
you know,
different levels.
No, I can't volunteer us for it this year.
No.
Although the campaign still goes on until October, so our fundraising page is still live.
Yes.
You know, you can still donate, but next year, yeah, next year we'll do that. Get your wallet started now.
think this through.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm okay with it.
I mean...
It'll help the kids, and it'll keep us entertained.
And by that point, you know, we may have a way to better stream.
Yes. So, yeah, hopefully by then.
Because what we have right now is obviously not the best quality of video.
No, I mean, it did its job, but...
It does its job. But like a lot of... You know, I can run a mile, but it's not in any way elegant or pleasant. But it works.
Yeah.
The way we do video now is not elegant.
No.
But it works.
Yeah. I mean, we've done some streaming, but only through the systems that allow us to.
Right.
Nintendo.
Take note.
For your next one, you know, the NX, which apparently is going to be digital only. I'm a little terrified by that because that worked out so well for the PlayStation Go.
I think it's going to be a Wii U Mini.
Oh, God.
Like the Wii.
It'll be a little U.
With the Wii Mini.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That.
It'll be a Mew.
As long as it's not a Mewtwo.
Oh man, I want to catch one of those so bad. Oh, that. By the way, yeah. Before we stop. Pokemon Go. Did you hear about this? It's an augmented reality. Augmented reality game. It's the first smartphone game Nintendo is releasing, and they went with Pokemon because, of course, they did. That is genius. And it's going to be, you know, on Android and iOS out this year. It'll include for an extra cost, you can buy this little wristband that has a little Pokeball on it. Uh-huh. And so while you're out and about, your phone will give you an alarm and you'll be like, hey, there's like a Pikachu 50 yards that way. Hope it's not on, you know, property you shouldn't be on. And
not old man Jenkins' place.
But you go there and you can battle Pokemon. You can capture them with your phone or you can use the wrist thing and automatically capture them. This sounds like a fantastic idea. This also sounds like a really bad idea. Because think of it, you know, you're going to go places you don't need to be because, by God, there's a Mewtwo somewhere around here.
Where are we, Cabrini Green? Get us home. there's a Pokemon. Get us home. Now.
You're going to be on a plane and someone is going to get up in the aisle and be like, there's an Arceus!
Or you're just going to be on a plane and suddenly somebody starts winging their arm around trying to catch
I really hope that they're going to be real-life Poke Battles, but the problem is you're just going to be walking past a Starbucks, and there's going to be two hipsters out in front of it just standing, staring menacingly at each other, doing the stupid gestures.
And their phones.
Yeah, and their phones. And at the end, one of them has to give the other money, because let's keep it Pokemon all the way through.
I know, I'm just imagining, you know, somebody who has no idea about any of this watching this from the outside. What's going on? Hipster battles. They're saying who has seen... They're texting each other. Who has seen the most... Who has seen the most fringe band?
The funny thing...
The earliest.
Funny thing is that seems entirely plausible.
Hipster battles. It's going
to
be a thing.
But no, Pokemon Go, it'll be free to play, but you'll have to buy things, you know, like you can buy better Pokeballs and all that crap. So I'm excited for it.
I hung out with the Quark, you know, with the Quarks back in the garage days.
Back in the garage days.
Really? Wow.
I knew them before they were a band.
I was friends with Frank. You know, before he became Francis and grew the neck beard.
On that note.
Yeah, we better be done.
I think so.
On that note. So.
It's late.
Tokyo Game Show 2015. Overall, not recommended. But we do thank you for taking some time with us. Check out all of our coverage at geekcavepodcast.com. And remember, everyone's a geek for something.